so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week, right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. You know, a couple weeks ago, I did a show that was focused on highways and byways, and it only seems natural to follow that up with a continuation of the transportation theme and a show about those things that travel on the highways and byways, also known as vehicles. After all, our theme song is all about traveling back to Texas. So as a bridge to the vehicles, let's give us, a specific highway for them to travel. Here's Johnny Winter, and he's on Highway 61.
Son, Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no, and Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but now, next time you see the coming man, you better run. Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, out on Highway 61. They wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Poor Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. King, I got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down the Highway 61. Much too white. He said, come here, step into the light. He said, yeah, sure, right. Wanna tell a second mother this has been done. But then his second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Oh my God! type of thing before, but yes, I believe it can be very easily done. Just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
Pride of Beaumont, Texas, Johnny Winter, covering Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited and just showing off a little bit. That came from Johnny's album Second Winter, released in 1990, and it's the second album of his from Columbia. Kind of caught him in a transition, I think, from Texas blues man to more rock and roll. It's the album that Johnny Be Good and I Love Everybody, followed by I Hate Everybody. It's all on the same record. Of course, Johnny was on guitar and vocals. His brother Edgar was on keys, Uncle John Turner on percussion, and Tommy Shannon on bass. Same Tommy Shannon, who's part of Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. We're going to move to vehicles, and as I was picking from the huge number of songs about vehicles from Texas musicians, in hindsight, there's a common thread that runs through many of these remaining songs, and I think you're going to get my drift in this set as Clint Black leads it off with Nothing But the Taillights, an experience common to him and to Junior Brown.
Blue Kentucky Highway, heading for the line. She hadn't said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone right. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Something that I did to her, or the things I never said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right brought me to my knees, but she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with her left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. The highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes.
My weary bones. Whatever got me this far has long since left me out here all alone. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. I tried to take her out of Texas because I had to move along. She changed her mind somewhere near Dallas, left me on the highway all alone. And man, it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. Getting rid of everything I own. She's gone, I head right back to Texas. Change her address and the number on her phone. And man, it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. Backtrack to see if I can find a way back home. Well, I couldn't take her out of Texas, so she thinks I gotta make it on my own. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn.
The unmistakable voice of Junior Brown out of Austin. Long Walk Back to San Antone. That came from his album Long Walk Back, released back in 1998. And in the mid-80s, Junior literally had a dream about an instrument that fused a traditional six-string guitar with its steel counterpart. And he went to guitar maker Michael Stevens, and together they created the Git Steel that Junior Brown has played since then. He had an updated version about 10 years later, but it is pretty cool-looking instrument. Junior became the house band at the Continental Club in Austin in the late 80s, early 90s. He's still playing, recording, and he's now hosting a series of live Facebook concerts these days with his wife and rhythm guitar player, Tanya Ray, and she is a good rhythm guitar player as well. Before Junior, we heard Clint Black and Nothing But the Taillights from his album of the same name, released back in 1997. Clint was raised in Katy, Texas, outside of Houston, and he dropped out of high school to play in a band with his brothers, and he really was not an overnight success at all. He had to work for about a half dozen years as a construction worker and a fishing guide. And his big break was signing with RCA in the late 80s, and his first album that came out with them was a huge success. He was kind of unique for country artists at that time because he wrote most of his own songs. Got 13 studio albums and appearances in about a dozen films. Not bad for a high school dropout. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas right here on the Voice of Ash on your Island Connection, where tonight we're listening to songs related to vehicles. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
I mentioned before that last set about how strong women have emerged in these songs about vehicles, and that trend continues with this set. We're going to lead off with Jimmy Vaughn and a song about a woman who likes cars and knows that she likes to go fast. Here's Motorhead Baby.
I said, Motorhead Baby, she wanna ride all night long. Don't have transportation, yeah, she treats you wrong. She wants to ride in a Cadillac, in a Buick with a smile. Take a Ford or Chevrolet, must be the latest style. Yes, if you drive, baby, slow. That's the kind of stuff she hates. She's heard about the speed of Corvette 98.
Thank you.
guitarist Rosie Flores, born in San Antonio, now out of Austin, and her cover of the great Guy Clark song, Baby Took a Limo to Memphis. That came from a 2011 album called This One's for Him, a tribute to Guy Clark, in which a whole bunch of folks cover Guy Clark songs. Rosie was on vocals and electric guitar. You also heard Lloyd Maines on a really nice acoustic slide. Rosie's music blends a little bit of a little bit of jazz, a little bit of Western swing. She toured with Asleep at the Wheel for a year. And although she has played with a couple of cowpunk bands, I think her heart really is in rockabilly. That's where she really, really enjoys herself. Before Rosie, we heard Jimmy Vaughn on vocals and guitar and Motorhead Baby. That came from Jimmy's 1998 album, Out There. The song was written by Johnny Guitar Watson. And on Jimmy's version, you also heard Bill Willis on the B3, Larry Lerma on bass, and George Raines on drums. Same George Raines who played off and on with Jimmy's younger brother, Stevie Ray. We saw Jimmy in Austin when he was with the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He was a lot of fun to watch, and what a good band. And then Jimmy had a solo career as well after that. He really, really likes classic and custom cars and is a pretty avid car collector, most fitting for tonight's show. Listen to songs related to various vehicles right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And next up, we're going to turn to a couple of kind of thoughtful, contemplative songs, leading off with Slade Cleaves in a song that could be about a car, could be getting more mature, but also has an underlying theme that kind of reminds me of another Guy Clark song, Stuff That Works. Here's Slade Cleaves with Primer Gray.
Pull the engine with the block and chain. Got the oil pumping just before the rain. In the gravel drive, it's a Pontiac. Come the weekend, you'll find me at the track. It's a 74, Dad bought it new. Still mostly stock, and it's rusted through. I only worry about what's underneath. What she looks like don't mean a damn to me. 'Cause you don't need that flash and shine. You just need to be hard off the line. So keep your lacquer, chrome and flames. I'll paint mine primer gray. Some men are rich and they'll let you know. Some guys act tough, it's all a show. I know the things men hold inside. We're all about the same when you turn out the lights. 'Cause you don't need that flash and shine. You just need to be hard off the line. So keep your lacquer. I'll paint mine primer gray. Dad was pretty fast back in the day. Bring that trophy home now, Mama used to say. And sit there on the shelf, gathering dust. Luck turns to loss, and chrome to rust. Got that car detailed and tuned. My boy's 16, he'll be driving soon. But he won't drive that old 74. Kids today, they all want something more. But you don't need light flash and shine. You just need to be hard off the line. So keep your lacquer, chrome and flames. I'll paint mine primer gray. It's what you do, not what you say. I'll paint mine primer gray.
Looking out at the road, rushing under my wheels. Looking back at the years gone by, like so many summer fields. In 85, I was 17, running up the 101. I don't know where I'm running now, I'm just running on. Running on,
running on empty,
running on,
running by,
running into the sun, but I'm running behind. Gotta do what you can just to keep your love alive. Try not to confuse it with what you do to survive. 89, I was 21, called the road my own. I don't know when the road turned on to the road I'm on. Running on,
running on empty,
running on. Everywhere I'll go, people need some reason to believe. If it takes all night, that'll be alright. If I can get you to smile before I leave. Under my wheels, I don't know how to tell you all just how crazy this life feels. I look around for the friends I used to turn to pull me through. Looking into their eyes, I see that they're running too. Running on. Stick around, but I'm running behind. You know I don't even know what I'm hoping to find. I'm
running into the sun, but I'm running behind.
That was Bob Schneider out of Austin, Texas. His cover of the Jackson Browne song Running on Empty that came from another tribute album called Looking Into You, a tribute to Jackson Browne. Rob's reading of that song, at least to me, he sings it like he's kind of old and looking back at all the years that he spent. Well, Jackson Browne wrote this song early in his life. Actually, he wrote it on the way to the studio to make his Pretender album. And it's his version is... his own version, his own song, is kind of rocker, and it's full of a whole bunch of gusto like his life ahead. Bob was the lead singer of the Ugly Americans before he went out on his own. He's pretty well liked around Austin, Texas. He's got 55 Austin Music Awards under his belt, about 20 albums. He still plays weekly at the Saxon Club and often at Antone's as well. Before Bob, we heard another fine piece of songwriting by Slade Cleaves, former Mainer and now Austin resident. The song it's called Primer Gray from his 2017 album Ghost on the Car Radio. And Scrappy Judd Newsom was on guitar. I probably could have picked almost any cut from that album for this show, as they, at least on the surface, all deal with cars in some way. And the album, I think, is a bit of a lament for the death of small towns, which in turn seems to be a metaphor for Slade as he advances in age. But what else would you expect from an English and philosophy major from Tufts? Let's hear one more song in kind of a similar vein. This one from female supergroup, The High Women. Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, Maren Morris, and Amanda Shires. Here they are with The Wheels of Laredo.
On a winter night in Webb County, Texas, on the north bank of the mighty Rio Grande, I was watching the jungle fires burning across the border of a not-so-distant land, and the echoes of the church bells that were swinging could be heard from Guadalupe Market Square. There was a girl down there on the south side of the river. She had feathers tied into her long black hair. She said, if I was a white crow sparrow, I would float upon the southern skies of blue. But I'm stuck inside the wheels of the radio, wishing I was rolling back to you. I put on my favorite jacket for Jambuzzi. I painted up my eyes and wore my beads. There was a band playing that could be the glory. There were people dancing all around the streets. There were barrels on the sidewalk that were burning, and a fortune teller reading people's hands. Inside the wheels of the radio, wishing I
That was the Highwaymen. Brandi Carlile from right near here in Seattle on the vocals and also the writer of that song along with the twins. Natalie Hemby from Puxico, Missouri. Maren Morris from Arlington, Texas. And Amanda Shires, born in Lubbock. Amanda is really an outstanding fiddle player. She had to practice outside when she was a kid because their dog would howl whenever she played. But she got good. And at age 15, she joined the Texas Playboys, former backing band for Bob Wills. She's married to Jason Isbell, plays with his band sometimes, and she also contributed to John Prine's last album, Tree of Forgiveness. And more about Maren Morris in future shows. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we're listening to songs related to vehicles of some kind. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
So we move from some strong women singing to the notion of strong women in cars with the short story of a woman caged up by her husband, but then she finds freedom and safety when he buys her a Ford Econoline.
She drove west to Salt Lake City to the California coastline. She hit the San Diego freeway doing 60 miles an hour. She had a husband on her bumper. She had a 5 restless children. She was singing as sweet as a mockingbird in that Ford Econoline. She sold to the earth straight from the bosom of the Mormon church. The boys like wine, cruising along in that Ford Econoline. Her husband was a gambler. He was a Salt Lake City rambler. And he built the gold cage around his silver goldie.
Because of your car, but you know it ain't true. You know it's a lie. I loved you for your laugh and the look in your eye. You don't know how I cried when you went away. Now I still miss you, babe, and your red Chevrolet. Almost every night I remember the day you first took me for a ride in your red Chevrolet. I stood on your running board a holding your door. You give me two kisses and I ask you for more. You stopped and moved over and told me to drive in that red Chevrolet, babe. I felt so alive. Now I still look for a red Chevrolet with a sign on the hood that said out of my way. I got out of your way, but you're still on my mind in that red Chevrolet, babe. Your love was so fine. I got out of your way, but it hurts me to say I still miss you, babe, and your red Chevrolet.
park, in before 12 but till out after dark. Up by the schoolyard and down by the lake, I swear you must have given me everything I could take. Those old love scenes we'll never replay, but I still miss you, babe, and your red Chevrolet. Now I still look for a red Chevrolet with a sign on the hood that said, get out of my way. I got out of your way, but you're still on my mind. And that red Chevrolet, babe, your love was so fine. I got out of your way, now it hurts me to say, I still miss you, baby, and your red Chevrolet. I still miss you, baby, and your red Chevrolet.
All you two-steppers out there, that was Jimmie Dale Gilmore and Red Chevrolet from his self-titled album that was released in 1989. And that song was written by Jimmy's friend and colleague in the Flatlanders, Butch Hancock. This album was his first solo album after a couple with the Flatlanders. And after a hiatus from music almost a decade, his return to music was prompted to some degree by Joe Ely recording a couple Jimmie Dale songs and realizing that they're pretty popular. Before Jimmie Dale, we heard Nancy Griffith and 40 Connelline from her Lone Star State of Mind album released back in 1987. Nancy was born in Seguin, kind of somewhere between Austin and San Antonio. As I looked at various bios about Nancy, I realized how she moved. She was originally a kindergarten teacher, and then she moved to folk music, and then she moved to country, and then to pop, and back to country, and back to folk, changing labels each and every time, it seems. She was married to quite an outstanding musician and songwriter, Eric Taylor. And while that relationship ended in divorce afterwards, Nancy traveled to Vietnam and Cambodia to better understand Eric and his experience in the war and how that affected him. You listen to songs related to various vehicles that travel our highways and byways on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're going to go out the door with a classic that demands to be heard on a show about cars called Hot Rod Lincoln. The song was written by Charlie Ryan, first released in back in 1955. But another version, this one by Johnny Bond, the country music, came out in 1960. But the most successful version, of course, came from Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, featuring Bill Kirchen, who currently resides in Austin. And Bill is known as the Titan of the Telecaster, as you're going to hear. This version was recorded live on September 4th, 1994, in Austin's public radio station Studio 1A. And in addition to Bill on guitar, you're going to hear Johnny Castle on bass, Dave Elliott on drums. Here's Bill Kirchen and Hot Rod Lincoln on The Voice of Vashon.
Here's a song I played guitar on for the old commander. My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you won't quit driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. You've all heard the story of the hot rod race where the Fords and the Lincolns will set in the pace. Story's true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It had a Model A body, made it look like a pump, big Lincoln motor that was really souped up. Had eight cylinders and he used them all. Overdrive, but it just won't stall. With 411 gears and the dual exhaust, it had a four-barrel car that could really get lost. Safety tubes, I ain't scared, the brakes are good, tires fair. I pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. I was climbing up that grapevine hill, passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, big Cadillac sedan passed me by. You know, a remark was made, that's the car for me. But then the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas all ribbed me for being behind, so I figured I'd make my Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is. There ain't no more. Well, everybody figured I lost my sense. They said, Bill, the telephone bowls look like a picket fence. Slow down. I see spots, the lines in the road look just like that. Took a corner side, swiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was flicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Now smoke was pouring from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew it could catch her and I thought it could pass, but you know, by then I might be low on gas. The tires over on the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, boys, I got a license to fly. The caddy pulled over. Let me buy a big old white Freightliner pickup truck full of Purdue chicken parts. Pulled over and Johnny Cash pulled over, let us fly. Dwayne Eddy and all the rebel rousers pulled over. Roy Orbison pulled over. He let us buy. The Ventures. The mighty Johnny Rivers. Marty Robbins Bullock. Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Chet Atkins, Merle, Travis, Merle Haggard, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Bunch of Irish musicians. They pulled over and let us by. Bo Diddley pulled over and let us by. America's Poet Laureate, Miss Chuck Berry. Albert Counts. Elmore James pulled over. Jimmy Reed pulled over. Steve James pulled over. Sarah Brown. They pulled over, let me by. Stevie Ray pulled over. Freddie King. P.B. King. Albert King. Benny King. Don King. Billie Jean King. Carol King pulled over and let us by. The Kingston Trio. Kingsmen pulled over. Ah, baby. The Kings. The whole King family. Deep Purple pulled over and let us by. Eric Clapton, back when he was plugged in, pulled over. Then he pulled over again, unplugged. The Fab Four. Lovable pop tops. The Grimmer Twins. Rolling Stone. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy. Oh my God, the guitar is on fire, ladies and gentlemen. He's playing it behind his back and between his legs. Fringe is flying everywhere. I left it out. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. All of a sudden a rod started knocking down in the dip. She started to rock. I looked in the mirror, there was a big red light blinking. Cops was after my hot rod. Well, they arrested me, they threw me in jail. They called my pappy to go my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you won't quit driving that hot rod. Lincoln.